The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody said to encounter God tonight. Let me hear your loudest hallelujah. Somebody happy to be in the house tonight, shout a big hallelujah. You are welcome to God's presence. And I know that your lives will never be the same again in Jesus' name. We have been waiting on the Lord in a fast in the last 3 days. And it's been awesome. Today is the grand finale of that 3 days. And I know that you are coming out as a better person in Jesus' name. You are coming out as a better person in Jesus' name. We will hear your testimony. 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 And we will thank God for you. Liberation via faith. You can also call it the liberation power of faith. Liberation via faith. It's a month of liberation. And we have been treating that issue in the last 3 days. Faith is an essential requirement for the liberation of man. Faith is what changes bad report to good report. Faith is so important to life that faith failure can be likened to heart failure. Once a person is faithless, it's as if he has heart failure. It is impossible to enjoy total freedom, or also called total liberation, except one has faith. What is faith? One, faith is spiritual substance which connects man with God for divine intervention. Spiritual substance which connects man with God for divine intervention. Spiritual substance which connects man with God for intervention, divine intervention. Number two, what is faith? Faith is total and absolute dependence on God and His word. Total. Absolute dependence on God and His word. Total dependence on the Almighty God and His word is called faith. Number three, what is faith? Faith is believing before seeing. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith is believing. You have not yet had it in your hand, but you believe that you have it. You don't have a car yet you buy a car key holder. You don't have babies yet you go to the market to start buying baby things. You don't have a job yet you start buying shirt and tie to prepare for the office. You are not yet married, yet you are already buying things as a lady, preparing to go to your husband's house. Hello. Number four, what is faith? Faith is the linking force that connects mortality with immortality. Faith is what connects the celestial with the terrestrial. Faith is what connects heaven with the earth. No wonder God said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews 11 verse 6. Without faith, you can never please me. There's nothing you can do except it is in faith. You can't please me. Hebrews 11 verse 6. What is faith? Number 5. Faith is what moves you from the realm of impossibility to the realm of possibility. Mark 9:23. Mark 9:23. If you are already on the realm of impossibility, it is faith that moves you to the realm of possibility. The Bible says, Jesus said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe. What is possible? Somebody say all things. Somebody say all things. All things. Somebody say all things. Oh, admission is possible. New business is possible. Health is possible. Conception of baby is possible. Traveling abroad is possible. Buying your own car between now and December, it is possible. Going forward, it is possible. Connecting, getting your own spouse and beginning to plan your marriage, it is possible. Somebody say all things. All things are possible on the platform of faith. Quickly this evening, what are the benefits of faith? What are the benefits of faith? Number one benefit of faith is that faith is what is the instrument for overcoming. Through faith we overcome. 1 John 5 verse 4. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. 1 John 5 4. So if you want to overcome the devil and his tactics, faith is vital. Faith is crucial to overcome. Number two, benefit of faith is it is through faith that it quench the fiery arrows or darts of the wicked. Ephesians 6 verse 16. Ephesians 6 verse 16. It is true above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith we quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. If you want to quench the fiery darts of the wicked, it is true faith. If enemy is throwing arrows at you, enemy is throwing javelins of life at you, it is true faith that you overcome. Number three, benefit of faith is that it is true faith that you terminate and eliminate sickness. There were two blind men in Mark chapter 9 verse 27 to 29. God never said they had anything other than faith. Mark 9. But Jesus took him by his hand and lifted him up and he arose. Praise the Lord. Matthew. Beg your pardon. Matthew chapter 9 verse 27. Matthew 9 verse 27 to 29. Thank you. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. They saw Jesus and began to run after him. Their faith was solid. I know this month will not pass me by. I just believe it. I believe that God will do it this month. They began to run after him and they were crying after him. And when he was coming to the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus said unto them, believe ye that I'm able to do this? With a question mark. And they said unto him, yes, Lord. Verse 29. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, let it be unto you. If God were to come to you tonight and say, according to what you believe that I will do, let it happen to you by tomorrow, what will happen? If God were to appear and say, what you believe, what you are trusting me for, and you believe me that I will do it now, I do it now, what will appear in your life by tomorrow? It is through faith that sicknesses are terminated. Number four, benefit of faith. It is that faith is the tool for the transformation of destiny. In Luke 1:37, nothing shall be impossible with God. God does not know anything called impossibility. God does not know anything called something is impossible. It's not in God's dictionary. In Luke 1 verse 45, the Bible says, blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of those things that have been told her of the Lord. Blessed is she that believeth. Blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her of the Lord. If you believe it, your life can be transformed. That was what happened to Mary. Mary was a virgin.
and an angel appeared to her and said, you get pregnant. And the Bible says she believed it. She counted God that God will do it, and she got pregnant. How can somebody just come to you and tell you that you will get pregnant? You have never slept with any man before. You have never had any sexual contact of any kind. And they say, you are getting pregnant, and you just believe it. And they say, you are going to have the Savior. Nobody has ever told you that before. Somebody just appears to you and tells you, you are having triplets in 9 months' time. Will you believe it? Somebody just comes and says, what is inside you now is twins. How come? Nobody in my family has ever had twins. Do you know that breakthrough starts from one person in a family? Oh, it doesn't matter if nobody has ever had triplets or quadruplets in your family before. If that is your desire, you can have it. I mean, if nobody has ever been above any other person, if most people in your life, they die building one house, that's only one house they build. And you say, no, I want to build houses to the extent that I dash out houses. I give out houses as seeds to people. That's what I want to do. That's what I want to do. If nobody has ever done that, you can do it. My prayer for somebody here tonight is that via your faith, God will finally set you free from mediocrity. Everything that ties you down in your thoughts, where your thought is so localistic and environmentalistic, all your thought is only what you see that you believe. There will be a deliverance tonight. Number five, benefit of faith, is that you become prosperous only by faith. If you are going to ever be prosperous in life, it's only by faith. Because prosperity is a function of obedience. Isaiah 1 verse 19. If you want to be prosperous, then you be willing and obedient. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Isaiah 1:19. So if you are a person, a man or woman that wants to prosper, it takes faith and obedience to enter into prosperity. There are several of us here tonight. We will end our journey in prosperity. We will end our journey in prosperity. Wherever God has placed us now is a small fraction of where He's taking us. He's taking us very far. I'm sure you have heard me say several times that only on 2% of where I'm going. Recently, I moved it to 2.5. Praise the Lord. The journey is still very far. I said, praise the Lord. Quickly tonight, examples of those that were liberated by faith. Examples of those that faith changed their life. Number one example tonight is, we'll be talking about something on healing. Number one is a man that was blind from birth. John chapter 9, verse 1 to 7. John 9:1-7. This man was blind from birth, and his faith brought him out of blindness. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parent, that he was born blind? And Jesus answered, neither had this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must walk the works of... Now, can we go to verse 5? Thank you, Jesus. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And when he had thus spoken, look at this. This will change. If you can get this scripture, it will change your life forever. And when he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of spittle. He made clay out of spit. It just finished raining. There's so much mud. Jesus took the mud and spat on it. And maybe even did like this. And spat on it very well. Mixed it very well. And they said what? He anointed him. Is that anointing? Anointed the eye of the blind with the clay. Yes, sir. And said unto him, go. Wash yourself in the pool of Siloam, which some interpretation sent. And he went his way therefore and washed and came back seeing. If a pastor now, we say, oh yeah, protocol, get me sand outside and spit on it. I say, oh yeah, use it to touch your eyes or use it to, you see, I've been believing in you for a long time, but this one, this is Jesus. What does that tell you? It takes rugged faith to operate in rugged liberation. If you are too calculative, if you are such a great mathematician, or you are like me that did a little bit of accounting, you count it very well. You add it together. You do some additions here and there. Say no, it doesn't jive. This doesn't jive. What is? I say heal. I want healing. You are talking of mud. Ladies and gentlemen, it takes rugged faith to operate in rugged liberation. This man, though blind, obtained this liberation because he had faith in God and his servant. He had faith in God and he could not see God, but he saw Jesus. And he believed it. Jesus could have said, your eyes be open now. But he didn't do that. Until your faith gets to that level whereby you believe God for anything. Anything he says to you to do, you do it. The miracle sometimes that we are looking for might not be so speedy. Number two, example of people liberated by faith is a situation of water being turned into wine. In John chapter 2 from verse 1 to 7, 1 to 9. John chapter 2, the Bible says Jesus went to Cana of Galilee and there was a marriage there. Let me just paraphrase the story because of our time. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says that Jesus went to a wedding and everything was merry. Everybody was dancing. The husband was dancing. Everybody was marrying and, you know, wine was flowing. Food was going. All of a sudden, the wine ceased. And as the wine ceased, the Bible says, Mary went to Jesus and said, ah, my Lord, oh, the wine has finished. And Jesus said unto her, woman, go to the next verse, verse 5. And the mother said unto the servant, whatsoever he said unto you, do it. That's faith. And there were sat there 6 water pots of stone. What is water? What is wine? We are talking of something sweet. You are talking of H2O water. Water is H2O. We are talking of wine. You are talking of H2O. And there sat there 6 water pots of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 fakins apiece. Yes, please. And Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water. And they, please stop there first. We are still going to 9, but stop there. Jesus said, there must be a liberation here today. It looks as if an end has come to supplies here. I want to show you that even if it seems as if supply has ended, if I step in, supply must continue. If your store is empty and I step into the store will become full. That's why you can use 5,000. That's why you can use 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes to feed 5,000 people, excluding women and children. I know women are always more. If you can't count the service here now, you see that women are more than men here. Once I step in, there must be a liberation. What I am looking for is your faith. Jesus said, he said, if I will return, he said, will we find faith again? Jesus himself said, if by the time I return, will there still be faith? Let's go on to the next verse. Next verse. And he said unto them, draw out now. That's the water. Unto the governor of the feast, and they bear it. Verse 9. And when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was come, but the servant which drew the water knew, The governor of the feast called the bridegroom and said, what happened? This wine is sweeter than the one we had before. Somebody's here today. Very soon, people will be surprised at the outcome of your life. Men will be surprised at the outcome of your life. Very soon, the level of resources you will command, even your parents will be aghast about it. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Supplies are always possible to him that believes. Another example of supplies is the story of the widow of Zarephath in 1 Kings 17 from verse 9 to 16. 1 Kings 17, 9 to 16. God spoke to his servant, Elijah, in at the beginning. He said, go, arise and get to Zarephath, which belongeth to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to sustain thee. And as he went there, the Bible says he saw a widow. There was a terrible famine. If you know this story very well, there was a terrible famine at that time. Food was almost non-existent at this time. And he arose and went there and he saw this woman. She was just gathering sticks for the last food she had to eat with her child and to die. And next verse. And as she was going to fetch what she had, he called her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand. She was just going to get him some water to drink. And he said, come, get me also bread and get me something to eat. Whereas she had almost nothing. And she said, as thy Lord liveth, I have not but just a small cake. This is just the small thing I have. He said, forget it. Let your face be boosted. I don't know anything called insufficiency. God sent me here. I don't know anything called lack. This thing, this small thing you said you have, go and prepare it. I want to eat it. In Nigeria of today, especially in Kwara State, Ilorin, Nigeria, if you do such a thing as a pastor, somebody says, all we have now is 6 loaves of bread and a small fish. And you say, okay, go and bring it for me and let me eat it and I will pray for you. They say, keep your prayer. Say, pastor, keep your prayer. Let us eat this one and die. Faithlessness is troubling most people. And that's why it's as if the prayers of most pastors are not working. Because no matter how much you pray, if you don't believe, it won't happen. You need to believe God for your liberation. You need to believe God for your next levels. You need to believe God that things will change for you. Maybe you are a wife here, and it's as if you and your husband, management, your house is like a management center. Everything is managed. Salt is managed. Matching stick is managed. Kerosene is managed. Soap managed. Toothpaste, everything is managed. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Don't give up on God. Don't allow anybody to tell you that is how things will continue. I speak prophetically to somebody here. Things will soon change for the better for you. Things will soon change for the better for you. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Things will soon change for the better for you. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said. But make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me. And after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord, God of hosts, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. Let's go now. Next verse. And she went and did, this was what liberated this woman. One thing about faith, in the course of this month, we'll be telling you the responsibilities of faith. Faith has responsibilities. A faith that has no responsibility is a fake faith. Faith has, one of the responsibilities of faith is steps. Take steps. I believe. You don't say, I believe and stay there. You don't say, I believe that my babies are coming and I come to your house and say, show me your baby clothes and there's no baby clothes. You don't say, I believe that I'm going to have a good result and I cannot see where you have written the result even before it comes. There's somebody here today. As you say it, you will see it. As you say it, you will see it. You know, sometimes I always feel, if I had known, I would have said, God, when you are moving us from Impact Arena, the size of the church you would have given us is maybe 5 times this one. It would have done it, because this was exactly what we saw. And that's where we are today. Somebody's here, as you say it, you will see it. As you say it, you will see it. Friends, and as she went, she did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and her and her house did it. She never lacked again from that day. She operated permanently in surplus. Why? She believed God. My prayer for you tonight is that your faith will not die. I say your faith will not die. Your faith will not dwindle. Your faith will not shrink. How many of us have seen maybe like chicken or something, when you pour water on them, they shrink? That's what happens to most people. Before, their faith is better. They can believe God for anything. But because of life, Nigerian factor, all sorts of things said in Nigeria, all sorts of words by their friends, environmental factors, their faith has shrink. Faith that was as big before as this altar, now it's like handful like this. Like this. And God say, what's going on? Can't you believe me again? Can't you trust me? Can't you believe me with your life? Can't you believe me with your life? I was in Lagos one night, just before this ministry started. And I was spending a night with one of my sons in Lagos. And in the night, they just got married then. This was like 8 years or so, or more. Just about the time this ministry started. Just months before. I was just in Lagos for one night, and they said, I must stay with them. And they just got married then. And as I was in the night, I was just praying. They were staying at maybe second or third floor. And I was praying in the night. I was just praying, I was 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 praying. And all of a sudden, I heard God. God said, we're done, no. So, you can believe that the person that built this house, that this house will not crack, and this house will crash. And you cannot believe me with your life. And it was like a friend talking to like a father talking to his son. I heard it loud. We're done, no. So, you can pray, and you can believe that this building, this tall building, will not fall. Whereas you can't trust me with your life that I will be with you. That was the day I knew that there was no escape route for me. That day my faith was boosted. Those guys were thanking me in the morning. Thank you, sir. This room where you slept is where we're going to sleep for the next 7 days. Me and my wife. I was laughing. I said, you don't know what I've contacted. Is this your house today? You don't know what I've contacted in this your house today. I heard God say something to me that can change my life forever. My prayer for you is that your faith will grow bigger and bigger. I say your faith will grow bigger and bigger. Your capacity to believe God will grow bigger and bigger. That spirit of doubt is flushed out tonight. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Number 5 example of people liberated by faith is our father Abraham and our mother Sarah. In Genesis 15 verse 14 to 16, Genesis 15 verse 14 to 16, Bible says that God was speaking to Abraham about and also that nation. Genesis 15 verse 4. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, this shall not be thy heir, but he that shall come forth out of your own bowels shall be thy heir. Next verse. We're going to verse 6. Verse 5 now. And Abraham said, behold, to me thou hast given no seed. And he brought him forth abroad and said, look now towards heaven and tell the stars, if thou will be able to number them. For he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. God took Abraham, who was already at this point very old, You will not die a barren man. You will not die carrying other people's children. You will carry your own child. And the Bible says, and he what? And he believed God. That is the cocoa of the story. He believed what God said. What God said sank into him. And he believed him. And the Bible says in Genesis 21, from verse 1 all through to verse 7, how God remembered and answered just like he has promised. Somebody is here tonight, God will remember you just as he has promised. Genesis 21, from verse 1. And God visited Sarah as he has said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he has spoken. Somebody is here tonight, just as God has said to you, he will do unto you. I say, God, just as God has said unto you, he will do unto you. Let me tell you this. Don't allow anything in this world to crash your faith. Like I said earlier on, faith failure is heart failure. The devil is after your faith because he knows you cannot please God without faith. God will never look at your direction if you don't believe in him. If you don't believe God, he will never look at your direction except he can sense faith. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age. He was already 100 years at this time. And at the set time which the Lord has spoken, the exact time that God said he was going to give it to him, he gave it to him. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bore to him, Isaac. Somebody's Isaac will be born today. Somebody's Isaac will be born today. Your own might not be children. It might be a job. It might be a business. It might be a blessing. It might be a house. Your Isaac can be anything. It can be a visa. It can be twins. It can be triplets. It can be a good man to marry. It can be a good lady to marry. Your Isaac shall be born today. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. It doesn't matter what is going on around you. Believe this God. Believe him. Believe him. And your liberation is sure. Quickly tonight, as I begin to round up, what is the source of this faith? How can I get, if faith is so important, how do I get faith? The principal source of faith is the word of God. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15. 2 Timothy 2 verse 15. Study to show thyself approved. A workman that need not to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. The word of God is the bank of faith. That's why many who don't have the word of God in them, their faith level is usually very, very low. About 5 years ago, thereabout, when we were still at our former place there, one of our brothers here came to me in the morning at the church office there, said, sir, I want to see you. I said, what? And he started talking. Sir, this is it. This is that. He started complaining, talking about all sorts of things. I was listening patiently. All of a sudden, I just hit my table. I said, stop it. You have not been listening to the word. You have not been listening to my word. You have not been buying messages. You have not been attending church regularly. When you are faithless, it shows. Because your word will be full of doubt. The principal source of the word the principal source of faith is the word. The word injects faith into you. You just believe God. When they say, you go to a doctor, and doctor say, it cannot happen. You say, no! Don't tell me that. Please, be careful. One day, our father and the Lord Bishop Oyedepo went for general routine test, and they did a blood pressure test for him. And the doctor said, oh, Papa, your blood pressure is going up. My friend, you know, we are both holding it. It must be your own that is, my own can never, never, never. And I said, never. thank you. And he walked out. Doctors, wonderful people, awesome people. Some of them are here today and we thank God for them. But God is superior to any doctor. Hello. I mean, superior. In Joshua 1 verse 8, say, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. The word of God is the bank of faith. The more you listen to the word, the more you digest the word, the more you hang around worded people, your faith is loaded. Your faith is boosted. Every time you see that, it's as if you are being fearful. Go and get CDs. Go and get. Stay in church. Listen to messages. For many, many, many years now, many years, even right before, from poly days to university days, I can't remember one single Sunday, even when I'm abroad, that I've been out of church on a Sunday or weekly service. I can't remember. I mean, I'm talking of, this is over 20 something years now, that I'm out of church on a Sunday service. I can't remember doing what? Doing what am I doing outside of church? Even when my wife sometimes gives birth on Saturday, I'm in church on Sunday morning. Sunday morning I'm there. Because you can't live without faith. You can't survive it. You know what? I'm excited most when I'm seated like you, when people are teaching. Because I'm taking what they are saying. As they are talking, my faith is being boosted. I love it when I'm just sitting and somebody is blessing us. Very excited. The more the word you take in, the more your faith. That's why the devil will also want you to hang around God. Because he knows that when you hang around God, you can dare him. Hello? He knows when you hang around God, you can dare him. If lecturer says you fail, say, damn! Impossible, Sam. With due respect, I can't fail. I can't fail. The doctor said, my wife can never put to bed normally. Say, you see, she has labored for long. You see, according to the medical terminology, you know, they will begin to give you all sort of, say, you have to sign here so that we do a CS. You have to sign here now. I mean, you want her to die. I just hit it. The person I'm talking about is a big doctor. It's not easy. I hit the table. What? I said, sir, impossible. I was like a madman. I went to the room like this. Held her hand. In rakakakalabrada. Jacquata. She said, I want to deliver. I want to deliver. In 5 minutes, 7 minutes, baby was ready out. Faith makes you dear. What? Devil is so cheap. If your faith is on point, friends, work on your faith. Build your faith. Be voracious in the eating of scripture. Be voracious in the eating of scripture. Be voracious in the eating of scripture. The Bible says day and night. Day and night means you read in the morning, you read in the afternoon, you read at night. Every time. Somebody is here today, your faith will be built up. Your faith will be built up. Grace to believe anything that God has told you, that faith is coming for you today. If God told you you will build a skyscraper of 25 story building, you will build it. If God says you will become global, you will become global. Nothing will stop it in the name of Jesus. Many of us, because of the environment we have found ourselves, we don't believe for much. We don't believe for let's just be managing this. No, God wants you to be bigger. He wants to bless you the more. He wants to enlarge your coast. This month of liberation will not end with you at the same spot and condition. No, there's a song, it says Agidigba. Agidigba means larger. He wants to enlarge. Big God. You can't be the daughter and the son of a big God and you are a Lilliputian. You are a small person. No. It is the size of your father that determines your size. If you see my biological father now, you can understand why I'm like this. You can understand. Friend, you'll be very, very great. And mark it, I will see it in my two eyes. I say I will see it in my two eyes. I will see it with my two eyes. I will see your great businesses emerge. I will see your great businesses emerge. I will dedicate your great houses. I will carry your great children. I will see your great cars and things that God will do for you. If you believe it, say, I believe it. Shout, I believe it. And it will not be long. This is the period. This is the time. Rise up on your feet.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.